Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, our old friend John Telich, legend from Fox 8, is going to join us. John is heavily involved in the Cleveland Sports Hall of Fame, and we're going to talk to John about that and more. I'm Jeff Phelps. Tom Withers is in for Andy Baskin today, and we've been talking a lot about the coaching situation here with the Browns, talking a little bit about the front office situation, certainly talking about the quarterback situation, all those things without question are front and center, Tom. But I wonder where Myles Garrett fits into this. And I'm thinking the answer is obvious. Well, he's going to play defensive end for the Browns for years to come.
You thought but that I, last I, December, too, and well, everything went got sideways for a
yeah,
minute, right?
Yeah. I wonder if by any chance Myles goes back to what he said last offseason and thinks, you know what? I did get paid. They showed the commitment to me, but I wouldn't mind getting traded.
Yeah, he's got 140 million reasons not to, or whatever
well,
that deal is now.
But somebody else will pay him, right?
Yeah, no, I hear
somebody else will pick that up.
I think Myles. Listen, first of all, kudos to Myles because I think he has shown leadership at a different level this year than he has in years past.
I would agree with that. Front and center, talking about the team every time he's asked to.
Typically in a very positive way as well, right? I mean, there were times in the past where it was almost LeBron-like, where there would be some ambiguity in his comments and everybody would kind of delve deeper into them. I think he's been, like you said, front and center. He's been a team spokesman. That's not necessarily been his way in the past. And he's been asked some difficult questions and he's had to handle them. And I'm sure over the next 5 weeks, by the way, just knowing kind of the way the media works, he will be asked about Kevin Stefanski and their relationship and whether or not this is something that he wants to see continue going forward. And I'm sure Myles is already thinking about having to answer that question and being diplomatic about it enough not to cause a real stir.
What do you think
then,
there?
Then again, I think there's a mutual respect there. I think
Kevin has been glowing in everything he's talked about with Myles since he's been here, but I don't know how a head coach
I don't know.
He's really good. He's going to the Hall of Fame. Thank God he's playing for me.
And I think Kevin knows enough to kind of allow the defensive room, if you will, under Jim Schwartz to kind of operate on its own. I know it's under the larger umbrella of the team concept or what have you, but the defense is the defense, and Myles is the leader of that defense. So I think it's a healthy relationship, Jeff, to your question. I think there's some questions on both sides as to, is this the best we can do together? I mean, this has got to get better. I want to win a Super Bowl. So does the coach, obviously. How do we fix this together? I think there's a commonality there that they want to work together. So it'll be interesting to see what Myles has to say about that, because I know it's going to be asked of him. In terms of what he's done on the field this year, has been extraordinary.
Phenomenal, hasn't he?
Yeah. It's almost like we take it for granted that he's going to get a sack or two a game. I mean, the fact that
if he doesn't, you think he's had a bad game.
Well, exactly. And we forget, too, that he had that three-game drought followed by, 14-5 games or whatever it was. Or, 14-3.
13-5.
Games.
Yeah.
So, he is about to go into rarefied air, by the way. It's a short list of guys who have ever gotten 20 sacks in a season. I had asked him the question on Friday about how badly he wanted the record. I thought his response was very interesting in that he said, it's not a matter of me wanting it. It's a matter of like what I want this record to look like when I'm done. And he promised that it would be written on his wrist this week. And sure enough, the number 25 is written on there. So we know what the goal is. Wow. He's six away. He's got five games to do it. I have no doubt that he's going to break the 22.5.
Well, he could get three or four against Tennessee.
Oh, there's no question. And I think he knows that.
Yes. It's like, hello, Cam.
Well, when it's going good, he wants to stay out there, which is why he put up such a fuss when they took him out of the New England game, right?
Yeah,
he was like, I got five. I can get to seven pretty easily. Yeah. So, it could happen any weekend at this point, and it's going to be a wonderful thing to see when he does it. He has played at a level that I wasn't sure he had in him, Jeff.
Really?
He's gotten that good. And, Stefanski's made a big deal every week, and so have the other coaches, about how well he's played against the run. And if you watch that on a week-to-week basis, the fact that he's in on so many tackles at the line of scrimmage, and even when they're running in the other direction, he's managing a way to find himself in play. So, yeah, it's been extremely fun to watch.
The defense overall, Tom, there have been a couple of times, and we were talking about it before the show, a couple of times where you just think, if you guys can make a stop here, we can win this game. It's been few and far between, but there have been a couple of times where the defense, as good as it's been this year, had a chance to maybe lock up a game and didn't do it.
In London.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that gnaws at Miles. It gnaws at the guys on that defense like absolute crazy.
Yeah.
But I give Jim Schwartz a ton of credit because he's done a very nice job, clearly, as defensive coordinator. I mean, that's silly. And in this case, I think Andrew Berry has to get some credit. When they drafted Mason Graham and followed it up with Carson Schlesinger, and we all know what the offenses look like, you thought, what?
Yeah.
He nailed those two picks.
No question.
I mean, Mason Graham, I think, will develop into a really, really good defensive tackle. And I think Mike Hall will as well, who they brought in the year before. Obviously, there have been some things there. But the Schlesinger pick was...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I thought stunning for the first pick in the second round. I mean, you had all day to think about it. You had trade offers coming in like crazy, I'm sure.
An undersized UCLA linebacker?
Who walked on.
Yeah.
And that's where you're going? Well, by God, they nailed it.
Jeff, he's been an all-pro.
Tom, he's terrific.
It's unbelievable. I know. And sideline to sideline, the way he has sniffed out screenplays, the way he is just stood in the hole and made, you know, big tackle time after time, the way he's, you know, covered receivers down the field, the fact that he's the signal caller as a rookie.
And they didn't hesitate to give him that gig.
It's been great. And I had heard from day one from some of the defensive teammates of how smart he was and how quickly he was taking in this information that Schwartz was giving him. And he's been astounding. I mean, I don't think he's going to get all pro just because that's more of a little bit of a popularity contest. And, and depending on, and unfortunately,
he hasn't been around that long and he's playing for a team with three wins.
Thank you. Yeah. A 3-9 team. And I know the way the media works outside, and I don't know what the voting body has changed a little bit over the last few years in terms of AP all pros. But I've made sure that the few people that I still talk to that are on that panel are watching him. Because he deserves it. He's been fantastic.
He's been really good. The fact that Andrew Berry has been able to bring in pieces that have worked on the defensive side of the ball, and then locking up a guy like Alex Wright, like Malik Collins is out now for the rest of the year. What a nice signing.
Great signing.
Bringing him in, and this is a guy who's been around. I mean, Malik has played on a lot of teams, but he's come in here, and obviously not for the rest of this year. Imagine his presence taken away from this defensive line and this defense from the beginning of the season. I don't think it's the same defense.
No, it's not. And it's especially, Jeff, to your point, it's not necessarily X's and O's as well. It's right. It's that veteran presence in there to maybe encourage Myles Garrett to be more of a leader, to remind him that you are the superstar player and you are the face of this franchise. Act like it. Play like it. I think some of that encouragement from Malik Collins has gone a long way to this development we've seen in Myles Garrett. I think it's also had a lot to do with what you've seen from these young guys. You mentioned both Mason Graham and Mike Hall. These are up-and-coming players. Mason Graham is potentially an up-and-coming kind of star player, if you will. I think people forget sometimes.
Who doesn't need shoulder pads?
No, he does. It's unbelievable, right? And I think sometimes we get lost and we get caught up in, and Stefanski reminds us on a week-to-week basis, sacks are the sexy stat, right? But there's so much more that goes into it.
I love how Kevin continually refers to his run game defense.
Well, and that's why, like, when people talk about like these PFF grades, we don't know exactly what Jim Schwartz is asking Mason Graham to do on a play-by-play basis, right? We talk about three technique and other technique that is part and parcel of a good defense and the way it operates, right? Is he being asked to tie up the center and the guard on one play, right? You know, what is his role on a particular play? And to your point, Jeff, what this defensive line has allowed Myles Garrett to do because of the way they've played and the depth that they have has been instrumental in what has been the one real positive about this season, right, is watching this defense do its thing on a week-to-week basis.
I think that's absolutely true. Ted's with us. Hello, Ted.
Yeah, hey, guys. I got a couple points I want to make. I'm a little concerned. Andrew Berry had a great draft, yes, this past season. But next year, with all the draft picks, we're going to probably have to at least get three offensive linemen, and he's kind of had his problems with offensive linemen. So I wanted to mention that, and I want to know what the heck is wrong with Zach Zinter. I know he was hurt in his senior season, but my God, this is 2 years down the line. They can't even get him to start a game. And then a third point I have is, Tom Withers, I don't know if you would have votes on this, but I put $100 down on Carson Schlesinger to win Defensive Rookie of the Year at 33-1. And I'm wondering what you think his chances are of pulling it off.
Ted's cashing in, baby.
Hey, let's go.
Yeah, there you go, Ted.
I think there's a very good chance he's going to win that award. Like, All-Pro is a different thing. But in terms of Defensive Rookie of the Year, I think he's probably... He's got to be the odds-on favorite at this point, doesn't he, Jeff? I mean, right, Tom, there's nobody else even that's in the conversation.
I would think he has to be.
In terms of the offensive linemen, you know, let's not forget that they're beyond the draft. There is free agency and there are trades, right? And there is development. I don't know what the Zach Zinter situation is, to be quite honest. It's been interesting that he's been inactive more weeks than not, right? I'm not even sure
it's been a little bizarre.
Yeah, so I don't know if there's an injury situation going on there. We don't see Zach very, again, I'm not out there as much as I used to be, but I don't see him much in the locker room. It's kind of like we're usually passing each other as we come in. He's typically one of the first young guys on their way out of the building or out of the way out of the locker room. So I don't know what's going on there. Yeah, I was worried, and Jeff, we talked about this during the summer. I was worried about the depth on the offensive line long before we had these situations at tackle, right? Long before DeJuan Jones went down again. So, you know, hopefully he's back again. And by the way, we've seen him a couple times out in Berea, and things are going in the right direction for him.
Let me just give you some names, though, as we look at this. Jedrick Wills, Nick Harris, James Hudson, who's still in the league, Dawson Deaton, who is not, Luke Whippler, DeJuan Jones, Zach Zinter.
Those are the draft picks over the last how many years?
Since those are Andrew Berry's offensive line draft picks.
Yeah.
And well, there are not many hits there.
No, and their philosophy seems to be, you know, again, free agency, trades, what have you.
Which can work.
Which can work, and we can develop guys. And when we had Bill Callahan, we were definitely developing guys. So there's other ways to skin the cat there.
If you're on hold, stick with us. We'll get to your phone calls. John Telich, legendary Cleveland sports broadcaster, joining us next to talk a little Cleveland sports Hall of Fame.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.